You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, local, state, national, all the issues, solid conservative and just plain right. And Boomer, this is it, man. We're doing hour three in the entire, I mean, all of Right Side world is hearing a whole 3 hours today.
This is it.
This is the one.
I'm excited. I know you're excited.
Birmingham, welcome to hour three.
Welcome,
those of you in the Birmingham market just got the hour three as of now, actually, like right now.
And wow, what an interview.
That was incredible. We just finished an interview with Lieutenant Colonel Buzz Patterson, who wrote the book Dereliction of Duty. My gosh. I mean, the stories that man told, first of all, they'll curl your hair, but they're also so interesting. I was talking to Charlene, my wife, during the break, and I said, baby, what do you think on your end? I mean, is it coming through well? She goes, if you don't like this content, you're dead. That's my wife. That's my wife right there. I'm just saying. Well, listen, folks, I am also pleased to have somebody in studio with us now. If you're watching live screen, you're seeing that I've got somebody with me. I spent the entire morning. I mean, I literally had to get up super early to finish my show prep today so I could drive down to Childersburg to a place I love called Selwood Farm. And for the third year in a row, take part in a charity sporting clay shoot for an organization called A-Team Ministries. It's A-Team, A, small a, capital T-E-A-M, A-Team Ministries. Founded by Jan and Andy Thrower, they experienced the real solid difficulties of their own child having childhood cancer. Well, Andy's in studio with me right now. And A-Team Ministries, I've been sort of captivated by what they do. And Andy also just pointed out to me that September, here we are, September 1st. I didn't even know this when I got you on the air, Andy, but September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. But Andy, welcome to Right Side Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, and thanks for sharing our story. We appreciate it.
Well, absolutely.
And thanks for coming to the clay shoot.
Oh, man, that was good stuff, and good food, too, by the way. Thank you very much.
Well, hey, that was our first time to do a food truck.
I didn't shoot for nothing today, but...
I'll tell you this. The high shooter shot 91.
Oh.
The low shooter shot 12.
Well, I was above the low and below the high.
There you go.
I mean, you've had a chance to go clean up since then. I had to rush back for the show. I still smell like sweat and gunpowder, but that's okay.
Absolutely. Smells fine in here to me.
Well, so. Good. We're glad. Hey, listen, man, you guys went through it with your son, Anderson.
We did.
And that was in, what, 2009, I believe?
It was January 6, 2009.
Well, so I will say this. I met Anderson today. He's doing great.
Doing great. He's 15. Just turned 15, actually, about a week ago. So we're working on getting the permit so he can start driving. And I hope you probably saw him driving a golf cart.
I did. I had to move out of the way.
I'm sure you did. I'm so sure you did. That's why our insurance is probably going to go way up in just a few weeks.
I feel certain that's true. But, well, listen, Anderson was how old when y'all realized that he had childhood, some form of, I've got it written down.
He had ALL leukemia.
Acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
He did. And, you know, the way I describe that is that's the prettiest of the ugliest. There's not one that you want, but if you're going to get one, that's the one you want.
Wow.
And the reason being is it has the highest cure rate of the leukemias. So we were very fortunate. God certainly blessed us. And I'll say that from the very beginning is our story is one of certainly disappointment and having to go through that journey.
Yeah.
But God has certainly provided for us throughout that 3 years of treatment and now 12 years of having 18 ministries.
Well, you see the commercials on TV for other charities that, you know, that run at the national level and the things that they do, but you see the heartbreaking stories of parents and you know, struggling with having their, you know, their beautiful child go through cancer treatments. You guys probably had your emotions run the gamut when you first got the news.
We did. I mean, I can tell you, I can remember sitting in emergency room number 34 down in Children's Hospital I was at work, actually. You know, we got up that morning, and we knew Anderson didn't feel good. And he had a real distended stomach, enlarged stomach. And we thought that was a little strange. But at that time, we just thought, you know, there's some kind of antibiotic or something that we'll get.
Something normal.
Normal. And Jan called our pediatrician, who is phenomenal. And she got in, and about 1 o'clock or so that day, she saw him. She said, "I just don't think he looks right." She did some preliminary blood work, and then immediately sent Jan and Anderson to the emergency room. And Jan actually didn't even have a phone, and had the doctor call me, and I was at a job in Aniana at the time, and I rushed to the emergency room, and we were there. And then the next day we had a bone marrow biopsy, and you know, it was a quick 24 hours.
Wow.
And one that we certainly won't forget. But
I guess you didn't sleep a lot that 24 hours either, did
no.
you?
No, that was not that that first night was pretty rough, but we've come through that. And, you know, we're very fortunate. It could have been a lot worse.
Well, so, and Anderson, just to refresh the audience again, Anderson's doing great. He's in complete remission.
He is.
He's 15 years old.
15.
By the way, just before we leave your personal story, did he ever have to have any kind of surgeries, or was it all like the external treatments, like the chemos and that kind of thing?
No. That's the other thing about our, we were very, very fortunate. It's almost like, and I shouldn't say, like God just planned it out this way, because he probably did. He has a perfect plan. But we had 3 years of chemotherapy, and that was all. We didn't have radiation. We didn't have any kind of major surgery. We didn't have anything to be removed.
Okay.
And really the first 6 months were the hardest. And once we got through that, then it was a lot of at-home type treatment. So we were very fortunate. But can I add one thing real quick before
absolutely.
You move on to that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is I want to be very conscious to say that I have a daughter too. And she's 17. She's a senior at Vestavia. And it's just real important for us to make sure that the sibling is never forgotten.
Wow. Well, that's a great point.
A lot of times we see in our ministry and the families that we work with that so many people go up to the sick child and the parents, and they'll have the sick child on the right-hand side, and then they'll have the well child and the sibling on the left-hand side, and that child is never addressed. And they're hurting, and they're going through things as much or more than the sick child. And so Avery's was there today too. Hopefully she took care of you. Now she probably was a good driver.
Although I will note that both your kids were skipping school today.
Well, let's don't let Dr. Todd Freeman down in Vestavia know where they were.
Okay.
They needed some community service hours.
They did, and it was well worth it. Well, what a great point. But that also. That tells me a little bit about your heart, and this is a ministry, by the way. This is you're there for a variety of things that A-Team can do for the families who are going through this, but it's also a ministry.
It is. You know, we started this because when we were in the hospital for the first 10 days of Anderson's diagnosis, we had a young man from Heflin on our right. On the room beside us. And then we had a young lady from Tuscumbia. She was 11. The boy, young man on the other room was about 8, something like that. And they each had separate needs. And we were very fortunate in that our church, Shades Mountain Baptist Church in Birmingham, we had so many people reach out to us. We had family that helped us.
Yeah.
But this young man on one side of us and this young lady on the other side didn't have that. The mom was in the room with a little girl. They'd been there for about 3 weeks. They couldn't leave the room because of her counts. We went over and talked to her, and I said, "What's something you'd like? Or what's something you need?" And her answer was, "Can you bring us some meatloaf?"
Wow.
And it was just a home-cooked meal. And then the young man on the right-hand side, we were fortunate. I had a laptop, and Jan had a laptop, and we were able to kind of continue working a little bit. That was really before you work at home.
Yeah.
But on the right-hand side, or on the room beside us, Andrew and his family, he's an only child, they couldn't afford a computer. And they needed a computer just to pay their bills from the hospital. And they were just starting to pipe in school through the internet, and he was being able to get a little bit of schoolwork while he was at the hospital, but he needed a computer to do it. Wow. So those things just started accumulating in our minds, and God opening up our thoughts and how we could help. And that's how A-Team kind of was birthed a little bit.
Well, you saw the needs, but you also felt what the needs were like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to take a break here in a moment. We'll come back from that break. What I'd like the audience to hear next is, so how'd you get this started? Because one of the things that I try to encourage and exhort my audience to do every single day is find that place where they are called to be and just get in it. And just, you know,
do it.
Just do it. And there are times when literally I really believe that God will open doors of opportunity. It's our role to step into it. And this was yours.
It was.
And you've been doing this now since what year?
2009.
2009.
A lot of people thought we were strange or crazy, really, because we were doing it when Anderson was going through treatment.
Well, okay.
And they thought, why don't you wait? But we felt like that God had opened a door, and I can share a story about our getting our 501c3 in a matter of 6 weeks, which is almost unheard of at that time.
It is, absolutely. I tell you what, folks, we're having an amazing conversation. It's like a day full of amazing conversations, Boomer, you know it? Hey, Boomer, go and take us to a break, brother. Folks, you're listening to Andy Thrower. He's with A-Team Ministries. That's small A, capital T, Team, E-A-M-E. A-Team Ministries. Just spent the morning out there at their annual charity sporting clay shoot. Had a great time. But what I'm really enjoying right now is getting to hear more about his heart and what they do for folks who are experiencing childhood cancer in their families. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Man, I'm talking, we're from Clanton, north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden. We even threw in parts of Tennessee and Georgia and Mississippi just for good measure. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, listen, we've got an interview going on right now with Andy Thrower from A-Team. I want to say it right, because I'm not going to say 18. No, it's A-Team Ministries. And Andy, September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. You made me aware of that just a little while ago off the air. I didn't even realize.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times September gets kind of forgotten about because most people, there's nothing wrong with it, but most people think about October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And
right.
So they put a lot of energy
right.
and effort into that. But, and you'll start noticing in September now, Major League Baseball has started designating a day and certain games, and you'll see the gold ribbon is a symbol for childhood cancer awareness. So actually, I've got it's on this T-shirt, which we can show you. But you'll start seeing Major League Baseball players wear gold. Of course, Ronald Acuna Jr. already does that, but can you get that?
Yeah.
You're clearly qualified. clearly. Of course, he had that at the clay shoot. Martin should have had something.
Oh yeah, there you go.
All right. So our shirt has a big
gold
ribbon on it.
Yeah, love that.
So you know, and that's the symbol for the Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And you know, there's not really, it's just to raise awareness, make people aware of, and families, being a patient family, it's just that we want people to be more aware of some of the funding that is not there. And then some of the new things that are happening, which I shared a little bit about today at the clay shoot.
Yeah.
So
So let's talk about some of that though. So you did share some things at the clay shoot. But talk about, so you guys decided, you saw the needs. You were talking about that earlier. You had your own sense of the mission because of what you were experiencing with your own family. And then you saw the needs of others in the hospital while you were there too. how did this start for A-Team Ministries? I mean, how did it go from your family is sort of trudging its way through a situation to becoming something that you're going to want to help others trudge through their own situations?
I think it just we just started seeing the accumulation of a lot of people needing a lot of different help from a lot of that they were not getting from potentially family, friends. The main part of that also came from we were very fortunate in that most all of the children in Alabama who are diagnosed with pediatric cancer come to Birmingham.
Right.
That northwest population, which I guess reaches a portion of your audience,
yeah.
That's closer to Memphis, will go to St. Jude. But outside of that, the majority of the people come to Children's of Alabama. And so I think those two factors just really played a part in us seeing that people needed help and people were coming to where we live and how can we reach out to those folks when they come.
Well, I was surprised to hear. I mean, so I want to talk about the things you do. I mean, literally do. You're a doing organization.
We are.
There's a great deal of prayer and emotional support, but then there's actually the logistical things. You actually provide things for people. So let's talk about some of that.
We do. Our biggest program probably right now, and has been probably since we've been going on, is our housing program. We have two apartments in downtown Homewood. Those apartments are family for most of are used primarily for families from outside the Birmingham area. And our niche has been bone marrow transplant patients.
Wow.
So we've housed, hundreds of families, and they generally stay 2 to 3 months. Because when you go through a bone marrow transplant, the first 3 months you're in the hospital.
Yeah.
And then the last 3 months, you can come out of the hospital, but they really want you to stay less than 15 minutes away from the hospital. So that's why our apartments are in Homewood. They're safe, they're secure, they're clean, and they're close.
And are they provided just like rent free for these families, or
yeah? What? We fortunately, that's one of the reasons why we do a fundraiser today.
Yeah,
is that we don't these patient families are already financially strapped. I was talking to Alicia out here before the show, and
that's our office manager at Rightside. Yeah.
Oh yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
And we were. I was explaining that families have such a burden financially already, and most of the time, mom or dad has to stop working. One of the misconceptions that a lot of people have is that when you get diagnosed with pediatric cancer, it's not something that is just going to be treated in 6 weeks or 10 days with an antibiotic and boom, you're over.
Yeah.
It's a long-lasting process. And so that most of the time causes one of either mom or dad to stop having to work, which then causes a loss of income.
Well, I tell you what, Andy, we're going to take another break right
sure.
now. I got the usual hard break schedule we got to make, got to play the news and run the ads, but we're going to come back here in
sure.
just a minute, and I would love for the folks to hear the other things you do, and then how can folks get involved if they want to, or for that matter, if they need help themselves, how they reach hold of you.
Sure, right? That'd be great.
All right, folks, we're with Andy Thrower from A-Team Ministries. Today is the beginning of Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. These are folks right here in Alabama making a difference in the lives of people who are going through one of the most amazing events anyone should ever have to go through, and they're doing a great job. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. We're back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. That's what we do. Well, listen, I am sitting here in studio with Andy Thrower. Andy is with an organization called A-Team Ministries. If you didn't catch the first part of the segment, just know this. It's an amazing organization that lives for the whole purpose of providing support. I'm talking emotional, spiritual, and logistical support to families that are going through the traumas and the treatments related to childhood cancer. Lo and behold, today is the beginning of Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, September. And Andy, first of all, I thanks for what you do.
Well, thank you.
And thanks for coming through your own crisis in your family with your son, Anderson, in that regard. But then taking it and making it a mission as opposed to, you know, insulating yourself and retreating back. I mean, you could have chosen to just shut the door and pretend the world didn't exist, but you decided to take a look at what you could do for the world.
Well, and I have to go, I appreciate that. But I also have to give credit where credit is due. We're not, I'm not the only one that's doing it. Certainly, I have a really good partner. And I don't know if you had the opportunity to meet Jan today or not.
She's, I did not, no.
Okay, so she's the behind the scenes. You're not going to find her unless I make her come out there. But she certainly does a lot of the work too, and it helps because we're both in it together.
Yeah.
But certainly we have a great partnership, and we have a lot of great people that have come along with us, and we have some great ladies who work with us that we couldn't do it without them.
No, and then I'm sure that volunteers are also. I mean, I used to be in full time ministry with an organization called Young Life, and so being on Young Life staff, I remember I had a little sign on the wall above my desk that said that volunteers are a gift from God.
Absolutely,
man, you can't get by without them. You had a bunch of volunteers out there today helping run that event that you probably couldn't have done it without them.
And you know, that's our junior board, and that's something that we started a couple of 3 or 4 years ago. And you're exactly right; we could not have done it without them. And in fact, on the way up here, I started texting them, telling them how much I appreciated their help. So
outstanding. Well, listen, I want to get back to some of the things you do, and then I also want to tell some stories, if you would, about it's one thing to hear what the guy who runs the ministry does. It's another thing to hear what the experience has been for people in the community who experienced it. But tell me this though, you have the apartments, you allow them to stay there rent free if they need to, near a children's hospital. But then what else do you do?
Yeah, let me tell you a couple other things. And one that's new, we started giving we were very fortunate. We had some folks make some donations at our fundraisers over the last few years, and we've had a family who had a husband pass away from form of cancer, that we've been able to put money towards college scholarships.
Wow.
And okay. So we do two, and I want to specifically tell you about both of them. But one is we've been fortunate that children have been living longer and longer and finishing high school and then being able to go to college. It may be junior college. It may be a four-year college. It may even be a trade type school, which we're for in all of those. But we have an application process. The kids apply. We've had a couple of years ago, we had 10 apply, and we go through an application interview, and then we're able to give them a scholarship to that location that they can use. The second thing, which I'm actually really proud about, because we didn't know this until the hospital told us, is that we're one of four organizations in the U.S. that give a college scholarship to a sibling of a child, a sibling of a child with pediatric cancer.
How about that?
So again, I know I've kind of mentioned, I mentioned Avery, and I mentioned that. It's just, that's on our heart as siblings.
Well, that's cool. And I know you also said too, there's times, I think I read some of your materials earlier, aren't there times when you help them with their own financial needs or providing them with things they might need along the way?
We provide financial grants to families. So we're in great partnership with Children's of Alabama, with the social workers who are assigned to families who go through pediatric cancer. And we do things. We want to make sure that when they go home from the hospital, their power is turned on, their power bills are up to date as much as possible. We're going to pay for things that they need. We're not going to pay for a speeding ticket, which has been submitted to us, and we put the big stamp of denied on there. But, you know, it's things, it's practical things that they need when they come back home from the hospital.
Well, I know that somewhere along the way, and by the way, I got to say this too, you're A-Team Ministries, and so y'all are also providing prayer and spiritual support too for these families.
We do. Yeah. So our three things are spiritual, emotional, and financial.
Okay.
And so we try to do any program that we have tries to fit in those three categories. And we have a great prayer journal that goes out on Mondays, and we have people from all over the state of Alabama. Huntsville is a big area for us with different people there, and even down in South Alabama that people are just praying for the children. We update that from what parents send in, or just from just following them on Facebook or wherever their outlet is for letting people know how they're doing. And it's wonderful because it encourages the families that they may not know who it is that's praying for them, but they know somebody's doing it.
Absolutely. Well, and I believe in the power of prayer.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
I am certain that since 2009, there are probably those individual cases, those kids that stuck in your mind.
Oh yeah.
And not that any of them was more important or less important mm-hmm. than another, but there's going to be one or two that you could probably recall their story at the drop of a hat. You got a story for us?
Oh, I've got one. I've got more than one.
I think you would.
I'll tell you this one. One of the ones too. I told you earlier. One of my favorite stories is about Ben Clow, who's from Gadsden.
Yeah.
Todd and Jenny and their family. They're really dear to us. But Ben had relapsed multiple times. And had stayed in Birmingham and was in Children's Hospital at the time. And poor Todd was staying with him and his dad.
I know Todd, yeah.
Okay. Well, Todd's just a great old country guy that you got to love him. You can't not love Todd. But at any point, he called us about 10 o'clock one night, and he said it was like Christmas Eve. Okay, 10 o'clock, Christmas Eve, they were in the hospital, and Todd, being from Gadsden, he's not that familiar with Birmingham, especially down in the Children's Hospital area, and he kind of calls us and he says, "Hey, Andy, where can we get a milkshake?" And I said, "Well, Todd, it's 10 o'clock, it's Christmas Eve, there's not many places that's probably going to be able to help you with that. Is there something, I mean, could we maybe get it in the morning, something of that nature?" He goes, "No, Ben hadn't eaten really all day. He is craving a milkshake. Can you tell me where we can get one?" I said, "Well, Todd, there's really nothing that we can do other than we'll make you one."
Oh, wow.
So we made him a milkshake, carried it up to the hospital. Todd walked down and met us outside because we were still in our pajamas pretty much at 10 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, that was just something that Ben at that point craved and needed. And that's how sometimes it goes. Those kids, you just never know what their appetite's going to be.
Yeah.
And, but that was a story that's always stuck in my mind of how we were able to do that. And we were thankful and grateful. Luckily, we had ice cream, because if we didn't have ice cream, there was no store open.
And it may have been one of the best Christmas presents he's had. Who knows?
It may have been.
Tell me about some families that have experienced some of what y'all have to offer that didn't know where else to turn.
Well, I'll give you the example of TJ, who was there today at the clay shoot.
Yeah.
TJ's from Wetumpka.
He just went through that T-cell treatment.
He did. CAR T-cell, which
I have a friend who just did that.
Man, that's amazing. That's a wonderful. We know of multiple children who've gone through that, and they've had really good success with it. And fortunately, they've just started doing it in Birmingham. They have not been doing it in Birmingham as long as they have in some other places, but they have brought it here. But TJ has relapsed three times.
Okay.
He's about to turn 13. Be a teenager. We had dinner with him last night before they spent the night with us at Selwood. And, you know, they're from Wetumpka. And mom isn't able to really work, hasn't been able to really work a lot. And so for the last, couple of months, they've been living in our apartment. Not because she hasn't been able to work, but because he's been going through treatment.
Right.
Dad has had to stay down in Wetumpka to work, although he comes a good bit to Birmingham. But they've just been staying in our apartment. And, you know, that's a fan. And there's been times where Dad's been able to come. We've also been able to take them, as well as other families. This is actually about to start, kind of ties into how do we help families in some cases, is we provide tickets to Alabama and Auburn football games.
No kidding.
So, well, what happened was family started only, mom and dad only started seeing each other in passing. Mom would go home, dad would come to the hospital.
Yeah.
And so there were several families that started divorcing. And we started thinking, how can we figure out a way to get them to do something? And what does everybody in Alabama love? College football.
That's right, yeah.
And so we're fortunate that we have people who we pay for the tickets in some cases, and some people donate them to us. But we have people who can buy season tickets at Alabama and season tickets at Auburn. And we send families. We don't charge them anything. We give them the four tickets. We give them a gas card, and all they have to do is buy their concessions, and they go as a family.
Yeah.
And if the sick child can't go and they can only take the sibling, that's fine with us. But it gives them a family outing to do together.
Yeah.
You want to know what the most requested football game was for this year?
What's that?
Alabama and Texas A&M.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
They want to see Jimbo and
Nick Saban, on the same
face off again.
Face off again.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
We had the most, that was more than the Iron Bowl. Generally, the Iron Bowl is always our number one requested game. And this year it was Texas A&M and Alabama. We were surprised. We thought it was funny.
Well, Andy, listen, we got to wrap our time up here, but
thank you for having us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. God bless you in the days ahead and the things that you're doing. And tell folks where they can find out more about you if they want to look you up after this.
Absolutely. You can go to ateamministries.org. Just ateamministries.org.
It's A-T-E-A-M.
Like the old A-Team TV show.
There you go. A-Team.
Okay. ateamministries.org. And it stands for all. It doesn't stand for Anderson. It doesn't stand for Avery. A is for all kids. And it takes a team to be able to help those kids.
There you go. All right. Well, you're doing God's work, and those families need it.
Well, we appreciate it.
Well, it's Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. I am aware of that now. Didn't even know that when we lined you up to be here today, but I think God's providence was in that
Absolutely.
One, too. All right,
well,
my brother.
Well, thank you for participating in the clay shoot.
Absolutely. Well, I didn't shoot for chucks, but I got out there and had a good time.
Well, at least you weren't the low shooter.
That's exactly right. All right, folks, we've been with Andy Thrower. Boomer, go and move us to the break, man. We've been with Andy Thrower from A-Team Ministries, dealing with the situations that families encounter as they walk through childhood cancer with a member of their family. And, man, you talk about something that'll just get you right in the heart. But folks like Andy and his wife Jan are out there doing the stuff. There may be a place for you to plug in, or maybe it's with them. Look them up if you want to, ateamministries.org. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll come back and wrap it up. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Boomer, this has been some more kind of a day, man.
Wow. Yeah. It has been awesome.
It has. I'm getting text messages. I got Twitter messages. We got all kinds of folks reacting
emails
to the interviews
up,
we've been having
everything.
Today.
I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah. Even my own mom just texted and said she loved the Buzz Patterson interview. That was awesome.
Well, that's awesome. My mom didn't text me yet. Come on, mom.
anyway, I tell you, have we got a caller on the line?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let me grab that real quick. Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. How you doing, bud?
Mighty fine. The gentleman from the ministry and everything.
Yeah.
What was the place where you can Google it to get to them to donate?
Yeah, it's A-Team. It's A-T-E-A-M, like the Alpha Team, like A-Team.
Okay.
A-Teamministries.org. I've been going to their charity shoot now for the last 3 years, and they're doing stuff, man. They're really in the trenches doing stuff for people with childhood cancer families.
I just want to get some friends and myself to donate. So I just love it when the plan comes together.
Oh, well, you know what? And I like the fact that you just said A-Team and plan comes together. I got the joke there. That was good.
I'm serious about donating.
Well, and I appreciate that, Brian. Thank you for that. That blesses me too. That makes what we're doing here worthwhile. All right, brother, you have a great day. Well, yeah, that's cool. I would love to find out this show does that kind of thing. That's why we exist. That's why I didn't just stumble into a radio show so that I could just stop practicing law virtually every day and just, you know, it's literally, this is my mission right now. And literally I say this show has what I call the mission and the message. And the mission is that every single day, I hope this show provides anyone who's listening what I call the four E's, that we empower, enlighten, educate, and entertain you on what it means to be a conservative and give you all the strength and the background information and the knowledge to go out there and have those water cooler conversations or to get involved in something yourself or whatever. I hope that we're providing those four E's for you. But that's the mission. The message is what drives it, though. The message is that every single day, I hope that people can gather from this show that we believe that Jesus is Lord, that America is great, that Alabama is beautiful, and oh, by the way, life is worth living. And so when we're doing stuff, do I gripe about politics? Darn right I do, but I'm also going to tell you what I think can happen to make it better. Do I believe that culture is getting out of whack sometimes? Yeah, I do. But I'm going to also tell you where we can stand strong. I was listening last night. Charlene and I were watching an interview towards the tail end of Tucker Carlson's show, and Greg Gutfeld was on. And Gutfeld apparently just got named like the top late night show. Like he's blowing out everybody else. And folks said it couldn't happen. Oh, it won't happen that way. Well, Gutfeld is doing it, and he's a hoot. I mean, and he can be crass. He can be what. But one of the things he said when he was talking to Tucker, he said. And I hope I get it right, but he basically said, "We try to not be lighthearted. What's the word I'm looking for? I think we said we try to have fun with what we're doing, and that's true because people aren't looking at some dour guy sitting there telling them that life sucks and things are bad. Well, good on you, Greg Gutfeld, but that's also where this show is going to be, and it's going to stay there. You're going to hear things like Buzz Patterson talk about coming out of the White House." And finding his conservative, you know, street cred because he was no longer going to be a political agnostic after what he saw in the Clinton White House. You're going to have folks like Andy Thrower coming in here talking about A-Team Ministries and getting involved and doing things that make a difference in people's lives on a daily basis. You're going to have things like Ted Nugent walking on, and you're going to have callers who call in all the time. We got regular callers and we got first-time callers, but man, I'm just telling you, this show rocks, and it does that because of y'all. If we're doing our gig and y'all are listening, that's what makes it work. We have the best audience in the world. I don't even know. Boomer, did I even get into the triple dipper? What did I do today? I had interviews.
You got the single, I think.
I did a dip.
I just got one dip.
I just dipped one toe in the water on the triple dipper today. So tomorrow I know I've got two sections that I'll be talking with. Number one, you're going to want to hear this tomorrow, the run on guns. If you're a Second Amendment guy like me, even though apparently after what I saw myself do on the sporting plays today, it doesn't mean I can always shoot straight, but I can shoot. But nonetheless, tomorrow we're going to talk about the run on guns and what's happening with attempts to curtail our Second Amendment rights. And you're also going to have Sanctuary City catfishing. That's going to be fun. Sanctuary cities portraying themselves as there for the underprivileged. Please come. Wait, we didn't mean now. Not by the busload. Sanctuary City catfishing. All right, folks. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Y'all have an amazing night. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.